Welcome back to the show whose rhythm is 8 to the bar. And now, our very own seller dashboard daddy, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. There's lots of reasons why we all procrastinate in our businesses, even those on eBay. But we can talk about those later. What we shouldn't put off, though, is learning how to overcome that procrastination, which leads us to an interesting situation, because we could put this segment off for another week.
You want to?
But that
would be procrastinating. Margie would come back.
Yeah, right. Margie Sparks is here right now to persuade us not to do that. She's known on eBay as Your Home Essentials. Margie, explain to everyone exactly what you mean by procrastination.
Procrastination can be really deceptive because when we procrastinate, we're usually busy. But here's the key. If you're doing something in order to avoid something else, you're probably procrastinating. Can I illustrate that with an example from my business?
Please do.
Sure.
Okay. So here I am. I need to list inventory on eBay so I can earn a living, pay for a vacation, pay off bills, or whatever my goal is on eBay. So I decide to set aside some time on Saturday morning to list some items. My husband's going to be home to take care of the kids, and I can focus. Now here's the problem. I don't really actually enjoy some part of the listing process. Maybe I don't like to do the researching or the typing or collecting information or doing the photography. So I avoid it. Saturday morning comes along, and I find out there's an awesome estate sale nearby, and everything is half off today. So I decide to go to the sale and buy inventory because, hey, I enjoy this part of my business. I go ahead and justify this decision by reminding myself, you know, I have to find inventory to sell. After all, that's how I make a living. So it's a valid task in my eBay business. Unfortunately, here's the rub. I am not very happy because now I have more inventory, I have less cash, and I still need to get my listings done. Does this sound familiar to either of you?
Yes.
Sorry, were you looking at me?
I'm raising my hand.
I see a thousand fingers pointing at me. I feel very guilty.
So, and as my husband pointed out when we were talking about this last night, our house does become to look like a little bit of like a hoarder's house. And, you know, really, after we procrastinate, we're almost always worse off. So that's what procrastination looks like.
And you know, in radio, for instance, when I was a newswoman, you couldn't procrastinate. You had to be on the air at the top of the hour with the news, okay? So there was no procrastination. Everything was done for you. The music started. You had to be there with the news. You were forced to do it. And I know that a lot of procrastinators will brag and say, oh, I'm very deadline-oriented, and if I have to do that listing at 12:01 tonight, I'm going to do it, and it'll be perfect, and I've waited till the last minute, but it's going to come out great. This is a false sense of security, folks.
That's very truly.
This does not work. You may think that you're good because of deadlines. We had to do that in radio, but it does not work
in other
parts of one's life.
It just stresses you out, and sometimes you miss the deadline.
That's right.
It doesn't really help you.
Sometimes.
Everybody procrastinates at one time or another in their life.
What, sometime or another?
Everybody does,
right.
A little bit.
Uh-huh, a little.
But when does it become a problem, Margie?
When they force you to wear a scarlet P on your shirt at work.
That's true.
Well, it becomes a problem when you're not reaching your goals and the bills are coming in and you don't have the sales to pay for them, right?
Right.
I mean, that's really when it's a problem, when you realize, oh, I should have spent that time doing something else.
So what do you do to overcome procrastination?
Well, you know, the first thing is understanding why we do it. And I came up with three reasons that I think eBay sellers do it. Can I share those with you?
Do.
Okay. So understanding why we procrastinate will probably help us overcome it in the end. The first reason, I think, is we want quick rewards. That's the dopamine talking. So that's like our brain's addictive reward for having positive experiences. So, you know, we get a dose of dopamine every time we win a round of Candy Crush, or we get a text, or we check Facebook, or maybe watch a cute cat video. And the list goes on, anytime we have a positive experience. We actually have some anxiety if we think that there's not going to be some positive outcome that happens immediately. So that really explains why a lot of us eBay sellers, we love the hunt, and we can go out and buy gobs and gobs of inventory in one day, but the task of getting those items listed can be daunting. So we get another shot of dopamine when our phones ka-ching, and we know we've got money in the bank. But guess what we do when it's time to ship? We procrastinate again. So it's a little bit of a cycle. So the second reason I think we procrastinate is we're afraid of failing. And this is a tough one to admit, but if we subconsciously decide that a task is going to have a negative outcome, we tend to avoid it. Maybe sales haven't been so good lately, or heaven forbid, maybe you got a defect recently and it was because of a mistake you made. These negative experiences can cause us to procrastinate rather than risk another negative experience. But the third reason that I've taken a look at is really, you know, pointing the finger at me. Perfectionism. Now, it sounds really good. Sounds like I'm somebody who likes everything to be just right, but really it's my biggest issue. I want everything to be perfect, and that just isn't attainable. So I avoid creating listings if I'm not satisfied with them. Maybe the pictures aren't just right, or I'm missing some detail.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm. So instead of just taking the time to go reshoot the pictures or, you know, take a minute to get the information I need, I procrastinate. So I think sometimes the best thing to do in this case is just to settle for great listings. Don't worry about them being perfect.
Exactly. Griff, remember the other day I mentioned that I had to bring down my expectations about my pictures just a little bit in order to get some things listed?
You lowered your expectations?
I did, because I was agonizing over every single picture. Mm-hmm. It got to be ridiculous. And I thought, okay, if they can see it the way it really looks, and it looks good, certainly not going to put a sloppy one up there. I put it up, and I got more listings done the other day because I changed my way of thinking about perfectionism. Margie is right on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, let's face it, if the listing is up and it's not absolutely perfect, but the buyer can see it and know that it's what they want, guess what? Your chances of it selling just went up by 100% because it's listed. Right?
You know, that is the smartest thing I've heard anyone say in years on eBay Radio. Because I do the same thing Lee does. And, you know, we're always preaching striving towards the perfect listing. But if the striving is paralyzing you from even putting a listing up, what good is it?
Right. That's right. And the real truth is we can never really have a perfect listing. We can have an excellent listing, but it's never going to be absolutely perfect.
It reminds me of when I was in the rug business, the rug sellers would say, they would point out an imperfection in a hand-woven oriental rug. And they would say, well, that's intentional. The rug we were woven in, because only Allah is perfect. I've been using that ever since. It works for me. So
well,
what are some of the, you know, for those of us who are often fall victim to the indulgence of procrastination, what are some strategies for overcoming that so we don't procrastinate on our business on eBay?
That's a good question. Let me mention a few ways that eBay sellers procrastinate, and then let's address how we can get over those. Checking email, because that seems important. It's urgent. YouTube videos. We go on YouTube so we can learn how to list items, but we're not actually listing our items because we're watching YouTube videos.
Research. And occasional cat videos.
Yeah, right. An occasional cat video. That's right. research. If you've ever spent 10 minutes or 30 minutes or an hour researching an item, that might be a waste of time. And then you know it's a waste of time when you find that item has sold for $9.99 on eBay recently. You say, oh, well, that wasn't really a good use of my time. So researching can be a trap. Facebook groups. This is a tough one for me. I'm in a ton of eBay Facebook groups with a lot of great people, and I love going on there. But before we know it, we go on for 1 minute to check something, and we're knee-deep in a customer service debate that has nothing to do with our business. Or we get hooked on those little red numbers that tell us we have a message or notification. So what do we do about it? Here are five quick strategies for overcoming procrastination in your eBay business, and just to help you start making some more money. First, you need to analyze whether or not you procrastinate. And I'm going to tell you, there are personality types that procrastinate more. If you're impulsive, you probably procrastinate. And being impulsive is not all bad, but It actually helps us in our business. It's probably what helps us strike when the iron is hot.
We have about 1.5 minutes left.
Okay, I'll be quick. Decide if you're a procrastinator. And if you are, set some well-thought-out, simple goals. You know, and then the next thing is be honest with yourself about how you're procrastinating. If you're doing productive tasks like taking pictures and writing listings, you're probably not procrastinating. If you're shopping on eBay, you probably are procrastinating.
you're strumming my pain with your fingers.
I know, me too. This is all coming from real life right here.
So painful, this segment.
Okay, well, don't be too hard on yourself. Most of us struggle with staying self-driven. And instead of beating ourselves up, we should turn procrastination into productivity.
Next one.
Turn the tasks which you're avoiding into more enjoyable tasks. If you enjoy them, you'll do them. So set small goals and reward yourself with a jelly bean. Reward yourself with 5 minutes on Facebook.
Take your laptop out to your porch. And
that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. So to turn it around. Set some goals and reward yourself.
Very good. This is good advice, and I feel better already.
Margie, will you come back and join us again sometime?
I would love to. Thank you.
We'd love to have you back.
You should see the comments on the chat board,
It was
Margie.
Fun.
I enjoyed it. Thank
Apparently
you.
Everyone
see, what
thinks
did
you're
I tell you
them?
Guys? Everybody procrastinates at some time or another in their life, but when it's causing you to lose money.
Yes.
That's when it's serious.
That's when it's serious.
Margie, thank you so much. Margie on eBay is your home essentials. One word. Check her out. This segment was brought to you on Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Up next, we'll let you do the talking on open phones, 888-723-4630, here on eBay Radio.
Sometimes it becomes clear when you're product sourcing that you need to fish in a new pond. BidOnFusion.com is looking for those few savvy power sellers who recognize a great new fishing opportunity when they see one. BidOnFusion.com is America's largest wholesale resource for bulk closeout lots from major retailers such as Walmart and Home Depot, along with customer returns and overstocked inventory. BidOnFusion has the widest variety of goods available to eBay sellers. You'll find great new inventory auctions going for pennies on the dollar against full retail. Historically available to only large-scale liquidators. Choose from appliances, general merchandise, power tools, home entertainment, building materials, home improvement lots, and more, all bundled into premium pallets. We constantly offer new inventory every day. Check us out often. Go to bidonfusion.com. There's some big fish waiting.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool. Tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to shipping nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.